According to the late Mae Brussell, a California conspiracy researcher and hostess of the World Watchers International radio program, Trefa came to the United States with the help of the opportunistic Baron von Bolschfing, an early member of the Nazi Party and highly placed intelligence operative. Mille Lacs had escaped from Europe with more than $200 million in U.S. dollars. In America, following the retrieval of his frozen assets, Mille Lacs gained another $200 million from Chase Manhattan Bank. The legalities were handled by the Dulles Brothers law firm of Sullivan & Cromwell. Undersecretary of State Adolph Burrell, who had helped Nixon and star witness Whitaker Chambers convict Alger Hiss, personally testified on Mille Lacs' behalf before a congressional subcommittee on immigration, noted Brussell. A company called Western Tube was another effort to further help Mille Lacs. In 1951, Nixon introduced a private bill in Congress which would have allowed Mille Lacs to remain in the United States despite provisions of the Displaced Persons Act, which prohibited persons with fascist backgrounds. When this effort failed, Mille Lacs pretended to create Western Tube, which manufactured a seamless tube that he claimed was vital to the Korean War effort. Loftus and Ahrens reported, "He set up his company in Nixon's hometown of Whittier, California, and registered it in the same building as the law firm of Bewley, Krupp, and Nixon. Nixon's former law partner, Thomas Bewley, was secretary of Mille Lacs's company, and the vice president was another Nixon crony. They added that Western Tube never made any tubes. The company was used to evade millions of dollars worth of taxes and then dissolved," they noted. It was the $2 million fee Nixon received from Mille Lacs that funded his successful election campaign for Congress. In 1946, Nixon had gotten a call from Herman L. Perry asking if he wanted to run for Congress against Representative Jerry Voorhis. Perry later became president of Western Tube, wrote Mae Brussell. In 1952, in spite of being granted permanent resident status in the United States, Mille Lacs moved from Whittier to Argentina, where he joined Argentine dictator Juan Perón and Hitler's chief commando Otto Skorzeny in profitable business dealings with the network created by Martin Bormann and Alan Dulles. Meanwhile, ranking Republicans were abetting the influx of Nazis. Elmer Holmes Bobst of Warner Lambert Pharmaceutical, described as a mentor and father figure to Nixon, was a power behind Nixon's 1960 presidential campaign.